Hey everyone, it's Mike Wobschall coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. This is a big week. OTAs begin for the Vikings. We're going to have all the coverage of them for you right here on Vikings.com. Before the guys hit the field, let's go through five things to watch at this year's Vikings OTAs. Number one, the rapport between Teddy Bridgewater and Mike Wallace. Synergy between a quarterback and his number one wide receiver is obviously important, and Teddy and Mike have already been working on it, but OTAs will give us our first look at what they've been working on. Number two, Cordarrelle Patterson's progression. Lots of talk about Flash this offseason, his training regimen, a secret mentor, but now it's time to play football, and that's what he does best. The rookie report, Trey Waynes and Eric Kendricks, can they help the defense? Michael Pruitt and Stephon Diggs, can they help the offense? Rookie camp was solid, but now it's time for these guys to take the next step. Number four, offensive line shaping up. Injuries were an issue for the Vikings last season, and the depth was tested. This year, we need to replace a starter at left guard, get healthy all around, and establish some depth. Number five, the safety competition. Robert Blanton, who had over 100 tackles last season, returns as the incumbent starter, but Antoine Exum looks good, so too does Andrew Sendejo, and we signed free agent safety Taylor Mays from Cincinnati. All of those guys will compete for playing time. So there are a few things to watch over the coming weeks at Vikings OTAs. Remember, stay tuned to Vikings.com for our coverage of Vikings OTAs. Photos, videos, and written content all coming to you right here.